Namaste, welcome, good morning, good afternoon, back to Desi Vibes 360. So, aaj hum log Bollywood ke baare mein baat karenge, which is Indian film industry. It's pretty exciting, right? We all know that there are two most popular religions in India. One is cricket and the other one is Bollywood. Bollywood produces the largest number of feature films in the entire world. Yes, and no one can match them. So today we are going to talk about our own experiences from our childhood. Joining with us is Shaurin and Arun Singh, like always. And how did we see the Bollywood movies coming up? Apne parents ke saath hum movie dekhne jaate the, kya karte the? And all that stuff, right? Second piece, what we want to talk about is based on the influx of the new Bollywood era in the last, let's say, 15 or 20 years and the OTT platform. Our topic is Bollywood still relevant? The kind of movies we used to see earlier and now today, the kind of music what we used to see long time back, like Kishore Kumar and Mukesh and Lata Mangeshkar, or ab aajkal kaisa chal raha hai, ye sari hum discussions karenge baatein. So before I invite Shaurin on the floor and start talking about it, my all-time favorite in the 70s and 80s was the one-man industry, Amitabh Bachchan. Here you go. Aaj khush to bahut hoge tum, jo aaj tak tumhare mandir ki seedhiyan nahi chad saka, jisne aaj tak tumhare samne kabhi sar nahi jhukaya, जिसने आज तक तुम्हारे सामने कभी हाथ नहीं फैलाए, वो आज तुम्हारे सामने हाथ फैलाए खड़ा है. That's Amitabh Bachchan.
Wow, that's a good Bachchan impression.
So, Shaurin, come on board, man.
Okay, so before we jump into Bollywood and talk about Bollywood, there was a trivia that we had given for the IPL episode. Who is the second highest scorer in T20 for RCB after Virat Kohli? Mm-hmm. The answer, some of you all replied, but not in the Q&A section. The answer is Rahul Dravid, who has 700 odd runs. So there are more trivias coming up. You know, put them in the Q&A section or the comment section, not private messages to us. So please, you know, in Bollywood, we'll have some trivia as well. This is how we know, we want to know that you're all paying attention. So back to Bollywood again. So circuit from Munna Bhai MBBS, right? Bhai ke paas jata hai, Munna Bhai ke paas. Bolta hai ke, bhai, ye bata, akal badi ya bhais? So Munna Bhai bolta hai, aray pehle ye to bata ke uska date of birth kya hai. Uske baad apun bata ke, bhai, phir mera time nahi bigaad ka. Kya tha, thot? Achha, phir circuit puchha, achha bhai, Ford kya hai? Aray, tere ko itna bhi nahi maan kya, Ford matlab gaadi, chal bhaag idhar se. तो बोलता है ठीक है भाई, तो ऑक्सफोर्ड क्या है? अरे ऑक्सफोर्ड बोले तो बैलगाड़ी भाई, तेरे को तो क्या है सर्किट यार, ये किधर से क्वेश्चन लेके आता है, चल निकल इधर से. तो जस्ट स्टिक अराउंड फोक्स, वी हैव नोरा फतेही इंटरव्यू मे बी यू नो आफ्टर दिस सेगमेंट, सो जस्ट स्टिक अराउंड फॉर दैट, वी विल सी इफ वी कैन यू नो पुल दैट वन ऑफ.
कम ऑन Shaurin.
Hey,
I wish.
They're surprised. A surprise can always be, you know, arranged.
But, I know, Anshul, Christmas is far away, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I would have Nora Fatehi over here on this podcast and video instead of Arun and Shaurin.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, yeah. But going back to the movies, the first movie that I ever watched in a movie theater was Hathi Mere Saathi. I'll ask you guys, right, what was the first movie, if you all remember, maybe it was Raja Harishchandra, guys. No, but Hathi Mere Saathi was the first movie I ever watched on the big screen. But India mein, right, growing up, like Anshul said, I'm a kid of the 70s and 80s. So by then, Bachchan Mania had taken over completely. Growing up in Bombay, we had a pretty middle class or even a lower middle class, you know, existence, because my father was the only earner as a clerk in a paint factory. So movies or discretionary spending was pretty limited. I can hardly remember going to the any movies, growing up. Of course, few of the Amitabh Bachchan movies, right? Like Sholay, Satya Pe Satya, not Satya Pe Satya, Sholay and Amar Akbar Anthony were the ones that I saw. Even the other ones like Deewar and Trishul and all, we did not watch it in the theaters. In the 80s, it became a little bit better because from college, we would bunk college, go to the movies, but not so much in the 70s. But that being said, Amitabh Bachchan is one of my favorite actors as well. But I did not quite enjoy, the actors of the 60s like Rajesh Khanna. I knew they were superstars, right? Like Dilip Kumar, then Rajesh Khanna, Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan. These were the superstars through the year. But like Devanand, Rosie, kya main tumse itna pyar karta hun? I didn't really. I like the angry young man, Zanjeer images, right? And the subsequent movies with Amitabh Bachchan. My favorite movie director, has been Gulzar. Some movies like Hututu, Ijazat, Kitab. Kitab was incidentally, growing up in Bombay, Kitab was entirely filmed in our school in St. Xavier's in Vilepale, and we used to see Master Raju and Gulzar in our school filming.
Soren, you grew up in Bombay, right?
Right.
So any famous actor that was living closer to you? I know, yeah. Bombay is a big place, but who was the closest? Anybody that coming in and out of your house, you ran into stars around growing up?
Not coming in and out of the house, but we lived pretty close to Juhu, and Amitabh Bachchan's bungalow was right there, on Juhu Beach. I've never seen Amitabh Bachchan, but we would see the crowds outside his house, thronging, and in the evenings, on Sunday evenings. But
yeah, actually, I was lucky to go into that house. Pratiksha is name, right?
Pratiksha, yeah.
Pratiksha. Yeah, so Harbhansh Rai Bachchan, a friend of mine, his relative, to Amitabh Bachchan, because of him, I got there.
So Gulzar was one of my favorite directors, and but I like movies like Hera Feri, with Paresh Rawal and Akshay Kumar and Sunil Shetty, and also Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro. But my favorite movie of all time is Mahesh Bhatt's Saransh, which was Anubhav Kher's first movie. And Deewar is the second favorite. But so Saransh was my all-time favorite movie. But we'll come more discussions about this as well. Quick trivia for our audience. Post your responses in the comments or Q&A section. What is Hrithik Roshan's last name?
Yeah, thank you, Soren. That was very interesting. So, growing up in Allahabad, the early days, of starting to watch movie, there was a cinema hall called Pushpraj, and that was owned by Maharaja Rima. And then Raja Shankargarh, he was overlooking the administration of that, I believe, at that time. But he used to write a letter on his pad. I wish I had saved those notes. That, admit 5 or 6 free at no cost. So, we used to get the written letter to be shown to the manager, and they would let us go sit in the balcony. So that was very, fine memories of that. Of course, in Muttigan side where I lived, there was 3 cinema halls, Gautam, Sangeet and Darpana. I'm sure I can forget my ABCDs, but I won't forget those names of cinema hall. Interestingly enough, one of the theaters just on the other side of the street was where Harbhansh Rai Bachchan had his place. Of course, Amitabh's dad, I don't think Amitabh Bachchan lived in that house. Nevertheless, there was a house that Harbhansh Rai Bachchan was there, and he wrote that, masterpiece, Madhushala. And considering, Harbhansh Rai Bachchan never drank, even more so noteworthy that he wrote such a masterpiece. A couple of interesting facts that people may not know about. The name Bachchan, Harbhansh Rai Srivastava, was his real name. But as a kid, his parents used to call him Bachchan. In UP, they call it Babua, Bachwa. So that was the name given to his parents, Bachchan. And then Harbhansh Rai Bachchan started signing the name as Harbhansh Rai Bachchan. And that's how it became Amitabh Bachchan and all that. So, but
Arun, I was thinking that Bachchan, like in the poetry, they say it's a takhallus. That's what he used, like Bachchan, right?
So. Yeah. So, and, you know, he was, you know, writer and all that stuff. And so he used the nickname, but that's, you know, the story goes, that was his home name. But, you know, Harbhans Rai Bachchan, I mean, he received Padma Bhushan in 1976 for the Hindi literature, but not many people know that he was in the Allahabad University English teaching department from 41 to 57. So very interesting. Of course, you know, those days, the Allahabad had many famous writers like Munshi Premchand, Mahadevi Verma, Smita Nandan Pant. So anyway, sorry for digressing for the Harbhans Rai Bachchan, but interesting part of where I grew up, it was Harbhans Rai Bachchan's place and Amitabh Bachchan's obviously house and all that.
Second trivia question for our audience. So which year Amitabh Bachchan came to debut in Hindi cinema? Which year was it? Please answer in the Q&A section and comment section.
I would not get any of those answers. These are tough questions you're asking.
I know. These don't Google, guys.
Yeah.
Answer them sincerely.
Yeah, so the movie scene was, you know, obviously during that time, you know, the memory, you know, is about the movie, getting the first cricket bat, you know, getting the first badminton racket, and of course, getting the first bicycle. It was all happening within those time frames. So, I mean, all-time movies, you know, I'm not going to be able to pick out one movie as the all-time best. But I mean, of course, that time, you know, we loved Amitabh Bachchan's movie. And obviously, to me, if, you know, were to pick, you know, Deewar would be the one movie. Salim Javed, you know, the both writers, and they wrote some, you know, great classic for Amitabh Bachchan's. Of course, Sholay, every line, every character was famous. So those are some of the memories for me growing up in Allahabad. So baharhal, wo hamari yaadein thi Allahabad ki. Anshul, aap jyada dur nahi the humse, Lucknow mein the, bagal ke shahar mein, to aap bataiye Lucknow ke baare mein kya tha?
Arre kya bataun? मैं लखनऊ के बारे में बहुत यादें हैं लेकिन आज हम बॉलीवुड के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं तो लेट मी टॉक अबाउट दैट अबाउट द फिल्म्स व्हेन आई वाज ग्रोइंग अप माय डैड ही केम टू लखनऊ फ्रॉम ही टुक अ प्री मैच्योर रिटायरमेंट फ्रॉम इंडियन आर्मी ही इज अ डॉक्टर नाउ रिटायर्ड ही हैड हिज ओन प्राइवेट क्लिनिक मेडिकल प्रैक्टिस ग्रेजुएटेड फ्रॉम KGMC इन लाइक 50s As far as movies are concerned, hamara ek set routine tha. Every Saturday, my dad's clinic was closed. And every Saturday, we used to do two things. Eat out and see a movie. Toh, wow. Mere bahut yaad hai. Bahut yaad hai. We might have skipped one of those Saturdays in my entire lifespan. But, and mostly Amitabh Bachchan movies or Dharmendra, and my mom used to like some very serious kind of movies. When Shorin was talking, mujhe lag raha tha ki my mom is talking, all serious kind of movies, Rishikesh Mukherjee.
I love those movies, yes.
But I don't remember kaun si my first movie thi, because I might have been really small or young when I had gone for my first movie, but huge, huge fan of Amitabh Bachchan. And one of the tension moments we used to get, my dad, and I think that was a great thing he used to do with us, with me and my sister, Tulika. Every time we used to come back from a movie, next day, he used to say, write about the movie, what you think about it. And we used to write like a one-pager, one small paragraph. And so that is another thing. But in between, when I was in like doing my pre-graduation times, I visited Mumbai for like 3 months. I stayed in Worli. There were three movie halls, yes. And there was a grocery market by the name of Bengal Chemical over there in Worli. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Shorin?
Yeah.
I'm coming back to Arun's question to you. Ki waha maine kya dekha hai? So we were like doing something. We had gone out for dinner. So there was an Amitabh Bachchan movie, Shaan. Uski shooting chal rahi thi. And Mazhar Khan, if you remember, he was on his, I don't know what to call, like a kind of wheelchair. And he was shooting that on the sea face. It was fun to watch, but they did this one scene for like 45 minutes. It was so boring. But anyways, coming back to Bollywood movies, it's been great. like our experiences out there. Amitabh Bachchan and I my favorite director used to be, because I was a huge fan at that point of time of thriller and action, like Amar Akbar Anthony and Sholay and all these Amitabh Bachchan movies. But Devar is all my all-time favorite. And yeah. One movie I really enjoyed was from Chauran, Hrishikesh Mukherjee's Chupke Chupke. I love it. Yes. I still love it. Yes, I still love it. Movie.
Yes.
So anyways, that's all about my childhood memories about that. But let's talk now. Let's switch gears from our own experiences to so Arun, why don't you talk about, there has been quite a bit of transition in the Bollywood, the technology, the acting, the content piece is amazing these days now. The songs, the dialogues, the violence, the sex, and all that stuff, right? Do you think is Bollywood is still relevant with the influx of OTT and all those things? What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's still going to be, you know, there. I mean, if you look at the business side, you know, it's at something like $3 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And all the overseas revenue that's also continues to grow. I think it's about 350 million plus. I mean, I'm going to movie theater. There was a movie from South. I forget the name.
Bahubali.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the tickets for like $20, $25. And I could not believe that. So Bollywood is expanding. I mean, the movie theaters in US, you know, we had no movie release here. We just have to watch those old video cassettes. But now, you know, they are releasing every regional movie out here in the US. And the best part is now you can go, you know, get the samosa in the movie theater. I never thought we'd get samosa in the movie halls in the US. I think the Bollywood's not going anywhere. It's just going to get bigger, better. Internationally, it will expand. Within the India, the culture is not going to be the same. I mean, for us growing up, you know, we want to look up to the actors, Amitabh Bachchan's and Dharmendra and all that stuff. It's going to be different, but I think all these OTT and all other is supporting industry
yeah.
around the main pillar of Bollywood.
And I'll just to add to that before I let Chauran talk about it. If I'm coming back to the business side of Bollywood, if I do a before and after that, the definition of a movie getting like super hit over here, that's totally different now. I remember there used to be Silver Jubilee and Gold Jubilee and Diamond Jubilee of movies, whether yeah. it is Chupke Chupke or Sholay or Devar or any of that those movies. Today, they don't talk about this. They have 2,000 prints, which they want to give it to the distributors all around the globe, US, London, Pakistan, and like southern part of the country. And they get revenue out of it. If they've made like, they're already there with like 1,000 crores or 800 crores, just based on this business model.
Oh yeah, right? I mean, look at Dangal, that was released, I think back in 2006 or 8. Still, yeah. It's the number one revenue producing movie because of all the revenues right. they pulled in from different countries.
Correct. No, great. Chauran, what are your yeah. thoughts?
Yeah, before I jump into, you know, answering that question, I'll bring Ek Minit Ke Liye Circuit back for some lightness. So, Lady Doctor Circuit Bhai ko puchti hai, tum sala roz idhar subah subah clinic ke baar khade ho ke idhar aurton ko घूरते रहते हो ये क्या करते हो बस यहाँ पे ये क्या कर रहे हो भाई तो सर्किट बोलता है भाई जी आप ही वहां पे लगा है औरतों को देखने का टाइम 9 से 11 बजे तो अपना किधर खड़ा है क्या कर रहे हो
Hey, Soren, those jokes are good, but you know, my friend, keep your day job.
Hey, I'm sure there will be people who like that. But coming back to a more serious topic, right? Is Bollywood still relevant? And if you ask my opinion, I would say yes. It's getting bigger. From an industry standpoint, we see all these 1,000 crore movies being made: the Pathans, Jawan, Animal. But as far as real cinema goes, as far as real content goes, the last time I saw a good content movie, like Anshul spoke about Chupke Chupke, right? That was a story with original, you know, Professor Pyarelal and original dialogues, original, not copied from anybody from any Western movie. Rishikesh Mukherjee, Basu Chatterjee, right, or even Mahesh Bhatt, all these directors made original stuff back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Maybe I'm old and nostalgic, not maybe, I am. But right now, it's just, you know, more action, more copying of the West, and these are the, and release these movies en masse so that it will then go on and, you know, play in 2,000, 3,000 theaters, make money over a weekend. So the content is slowly dying. I think the quality of movies are slowly going down. Off late, I can't think of a single hit movie or movie that I liked, you know, in the past 5 years. I've seen the Jawans and the Pathans, you know, after Dil Dhadakne Do, that was the last movie that I saw in the theater and really liked. In the past 5 years, I have not liked a movie like what I liked, Deewar, or like Sholay, or like, you know, one of the other classics, like a Saransh. Yes, there is the odd 12th Fail movie that comes out that, you know, it really touches your heart, and it's good cinema. But other than that, I think good cinema, good stories are made by people in the South. When during the COVID years, Seema and me started watching a lot of Malayalam movies, and that is where the story is. That is where the storytelling is. But some of the other Southern movies, like Bahubali, RRR and all, they are a little over the top. I don't really quite enjoy them, but they are huge hits. So I think the money will be bigger in scale, but I think the clout of Bollywood will slowly start to shrink from a content standpoint, from a movie that they produce standpoint.
But Shorin, yeah. I personally speaking, I differ from you here. I think the content has improved. So I'll give you an example. Today, if I go back and start looking into a movie like Kabhi Kabhi, I'm just talking about Amitabh Bachchan movies, right? Kabhi Kabhi, Amar Akbar Anthony. I cannot sit and see those movies at all. Yeah. Like, I used to love them at that point of time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Today, the best of the best movies, I have my remote in my hand. I just escape and see the major scenes out there. So what I'm trying to say, that the engagement piece has improved. The technology has improved. The cameras have improved. The content has improved a lot. But even if you go back in 70s and 80s, they were great movies and they were bad movies, which is happening today also, right? You get all these RRR and different movies from South, which is like on a huge landscape, right? It's all business out there, AI and animations coming out there. But I think we are moving towards a lot of improvement out there. But I personally see the content has improved like hugely. The content piece, not the how that content is being enacted, like Animal. I loved the first part of the movie, but the second part was trash.
Yes.
What a movie, man. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say over here is, even if the content today is mediocre, they have got the business sense of making movies, the engagement piece, so that it's running like this, right? So that it's getting viewers' attention, and they are hooked to that movie. I know there's ups and downs everywhere, but that was my personal opinion.
Right. Of course, you know. But the people who are making good movies, as far as I think, are the OTT platforms. Netflix is making some great movies,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Original content in India. So is Amazon Prime. So and Hotstar, some of these people, you know, are making fantastic movies with good original content. So I think that is what the next wave is going to be as far as content-wise driven. But otherwise, it will be the megastars, right? Like after Shah Rukh Khan, there is not really a megastar. That era has died. So I don't know how they are going to drive that in Bollywood going forward.
Meherban Qadardan. अपनाइए या ठुकराइए, लेकिन शो जरूर देखते रहिएगा। आपके देखने से हमारा थोड़ा खून बढ़ेगा और इसी तरह आपके साथ कभी कभी हम लोग कार्यक्रम लेके आके आपके साथ जुड़े रहेंगे। नमस्कार,
okay. मिलते हैं फिर से, बाय।
All right, guys, thanks. I have to run.
Pushpa, I hate yes. Namaskar.
Ja jile apni zindagi phir se.
Ja jile apni zindagi.
Simran.
Simran, ja jile apni
zindagi. Ja Simran jile phir se.
Ja jile, Simran.
Bye, guys. Thank you.